Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, a girl named Goldilocks lived in a house at the edge of the woods. One morning, Goldilocks was out for a walk when she saw a cottage.
"I wonder who lives there," she thought.
She went up and knocked on the door. No one answered, so she went inside. As soon as she entered the house, Goldilocks smelled something nice. On the table were three bowls of porridge. All of a sudden, she realized how hungry she was. What Goldilocks did not know, however, was that the three bears lived in that house. Gazing at the porridge, Goldilocks thought,
"I'm sure whoever lives here won't mind if I take just one sip."
She took a sip from Papa Bear's big bowl.
"It's too hot," she said.
She moved to Mama Bear's medium bowl and took a sip.
"Ah," she said, "it's too cold."
Then she moved to Baby Bear's bowl and took a sip.
"It is just right."
Before she knew it, the porridge was all gone. Goldilocks rubbed her tummy and said,
"There must be somewhere I could lie down for a short nap."
She went upstairs to the bedroom and saw three beds. She laid down on the big bed, but it was too hard. She laid down on the medium-sized bed, but it was too soft. The girl laid down on the little bed, and it was just right. And she fell asleep fast. Just then, the three bears came home from their walk.
"Someone has been eating my porridge," said Papa Bear, seeing his spoon in the bowl.
"Someone has been eating my porridge, too," said Mama Bear.
"Someone ate all my porridge," cried Baby Bear.
The three bears were very surprised. Slowly, they stepped into their bedroom.
"Someone has been sleeping on my bed," said Papa Bear, who could see that the blankets were moved.
"Someone has been sleeping on my bed, too," said Mama Bear.
"Someone has been sleeping on my bed," said Baby Bear. "And look, she is still there."
"Oh, my,"
said Goldilocks, jumping out of bed. The three bears were looking at her, and they did not look happy. As quickly as she could, she ran downstairs and out the front door. Baby Bear chased after her.
"Wait, why did you eat my porridge and sleep in my bed?"
"Sorry," said Goldilocks. "I should have waited outside the house."
"We might have invited you in if we knew you were hungry," said Mama Bear.
"Let's start over," Papa Bear said with a nod.
"Come in," said Baby Bear, jumping up and down.
With smiles, they skipped together inside the bear's house.